We're looking at Galatians 1, verses 6 through 9, and the first thing that we want to do is to read these verses, Galatians 1, verses 6 through 9, and then we want to talk about and apply what we see in this passage. Paul said, "I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed." Remember, as you read and study this passage, what the situation was as Paul writes to these churches. He's writing to the churches of Galatia. And the situation was that there were Judaizing teachers who were causing problems in the church. These men were Jews who had been converted to Christianity. They were Christians, but they wanted to hold on to the law of Moses and bind the law of Moses on the Gentile Christians. Now, of course, the Gentile Christians had never been under the law of Moses before, unless, of course, they chose to become proselytes to the Jewish religion. But the law of Moses was for the Israelite nation. But these Judaizing teachers were Jews in the church who demanded that these Gentile members of the body of Christ submit to and obey the law of Moses. And these Judaizing teachers did not hold that doctrine as a matter of opinion. If you disagreed with them, they said that you were wrong and that you had sinned. And as a matter of fact, they told these Gentile members of the church that they could not be saved unless they submitted to the law of Moses. In Acts 15, verse 1, they said, "Except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved." So these people were dividing churches. They were troubling churches. Paul says in verse 7, they trouble you. And in chapter 5, verse 12 of this same book, he again says that these people were troubling these churches in Galatia. Now, the even sadder situation was that some of these Christians had given in to this doctrine. They had turned away from the gospel of Christ and had turned to this new doctrine. And here was Paul's reaction in verse 6. Paul said, "I marvel." In other words, I'm surprised. I'm amazed. I'm astonished at what you have done. Now, these Christians that he's talking to had been taught better. They knew better. He's not talking to people here who are non-Christians. He's not talking to people who don't know any better. These Christians had been taught better, but evidently, some of these false teachers were very persuasive, and also, these Christians that he's writing to happened to be on the fickle side when it came to their convictions. Now, Paul said, "I'm surprised, I'm amazed that you are so soon removed from him that called you." So swiftly, so quickly. So it didn't take much, and it didn't take long for these Christians to leave the truth. And that's what surprised Paul. That's what shocked Paul. And there's a practical lesson for all of us in what Paul is saying. Because sometimes Christians today are hurt and shocked at people who turn away from the truth. Sometimes we're amazed at how people leave the faith. We're shocked and we're hurt when people join false religion. We're hurt when a man who is a Christian decides to run off with somebody else. We're amazed that people will turn to alcohol and drugs and all kinds of worldly living when they have been in the church of the living God. So we're amazed today, just like Paul marveled at these people. And of course, we need to remember that the Bible says that when Jesus went into his own country in Mark chapter 6, the scriptures tell us in Mark chapter 6, verse 6, that Jesus marveled because of their unbelief. So if Jesus was shocked and Paul was amazed at what people do, then we shouldn't be surprised today when we have that same feeling. Now let's look more at verses 6 and 7. Paul said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Let's look at the words another gospel. There is only one. And the straight and the narrow way is an exclusive way. We hear much talk today about being inclusive. But the Bible shows that the good and right way is exclusive. It does not approve of every way and any way, but it says that there is only one and that there is no other. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In Acts 4, verse 12, Peter said that there is salvation in no other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, Paul showed that some of the members of the church at Corinth were so fickle and so easily moved that here's how he described them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, he said, For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. Paul is talking about how these Corinthian brethren tolerated these false teachers who were coming through. Then in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, Paul told Timothy that he had left him in Ephesus, and he had given him a charge to teach some that they teach no other doctrine. Then in 2 John 9, the Bible says that whoever transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. In Romans 16, verse 17, the Bible says, Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned and avoid them. Now compare all those verses to what some people say. There are some who say, well, it doesn't matter what doctrine you believe as long as you just accept Jesus. Well, the point is, these Judaizing teachers that Paul is talking about believed in God and they believed in Jesus. And the very people that he's writing to, of whom later he says that you are fallen from grace, those very people, those Christians, believed in God and believed in Jesus. And then there are other people that say, well, we just need to preach the man, that is Jesus, and not worry about the plan. Just preach the man and not the plan. But is that what Paul told these churches of Galatia? Did he tell them, don't get caught up in arguments about the doctrine and don't worry about the message that is preached, just as long as you believe in Jesus and these Judaizers believe in Jesus, as long as the Jews and the Gentiles in the church believe in Jesus, then all of these doctrinal disputes don't really matter. Paul didn't say that. And in fact, Paul said, because they had accepted this false message, he said, you are removed from him. That is, you are removed from Christ. So when people today want to say that they believe in Jesus and that they follow Jesus, but that they really don't have to follow his word, they're going against the very words of Jesus Christ himself. Because Jesus said in John 12, verse 48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So Paul tells us that these Christians had given in to another gospel. He says in verse 6 that they had been called into the grace of Christ, but they had removed unto another gospel. And then in verse 7 he says, which is not another. It's not really another. It's not truly another because there's only one gospel. And he explains even more in verse 7 when he says that these people were perverting the gospel. They were changing it. They didn't do that by denying that God existed. They didn't do that by denying that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. They did that. They perverted the gospel by adding to it. God has always warned about that. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, "Thou shalt not add unto the word which I command thee, neither shalt thou diminish aught from it." And some of the last words of the Bible in Revelation 22, 18, and 19 are a warning about adding to and taking from the Bible. What they had done was this. They added the law of Moses to the law of Christ. And that was a mixture that would not work. That was a perversion of the pure gospel of Christ. The law of Moses was for the Jews, but the gospel is for Jews and Gentiles. The law of Moses was a shadow, but the gospel is the true, real body, the real substance. The law of Moses had the blood of animal sacrifices, but the law of Christ has the blood of Jesus. And the law of Moses had all kinds of rules and regulations that were nailed to the cross. Colossians 2, verse 14, things like circumcision, observing the Sabbath, and all these other Old Testament regulations ended at the cross. But these Jews in the church were trying to bind those regulations even on the Gentiles. And so Paul says, that constitutes another gospel. In verses 8 and 9, he gives a warning then. He says, no matter who teaches this, it is wrong. No matter how educated the man may be, no matter how persuasive he is, no matter how much influence and power he wields, even if that man is a friend or somebody you like or even trust, he says in verse 8, even if we apostles or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Notice that Paul says, even if we preach anything else, we are wrong. And he says, even if an angel from heaven preaches another gospel, then don't accept it. Now, people in the first century were without excuse when they rejected the preaching of Jesus or when they rejected the preaching of Peter and Paul and these other apostles, because there were signs and wonders that confirmed that their message was true. But he begins with men and he says, even if we were to teach any other gospel, then we are accursed. But then he uses, for the sake of illustration, an extreme example. Suppose that an angel appeared from heaven. Who can imagine somebody not believing an angel speaking from heaven? But Paul uses that illustration to make his point. He says, even if an angel from heaven were to preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And it's hard to read what Paul says here in Galatians 1, verse 8, without thinking about Joseph Smith. Because Joseph Smith claimed that an angel appeared to him and gave him another testament of Jesus Christ. That's the very thing that Paul says to reject here in Galatians 1, verse 8. Because if it is another, then it's different from the one gospel, and it is to be rejected, and the man who teaches it is accursed. What does that mean? The word accursed means to be separated from God. And that means to be damned in his sight. And it's interesting that Paul is so serious about this warning that he repeats it in verse 9. He says, as we said before, so say I now again. You don't find that many times in the Bible. You do not see God repeating himself very often. So we know that this is a serious warning. And Paul says again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed.